argue that right back and expect a pause. Who are we to be really feeling anything? It's always been my dream to be empty.
just heard some originals from, honestly, I have to say, my favorite artist, hands down. I know he thinks I'm being biased and whatnot, but this is my boy Black John in the Red Sea, and he puts out some of the best music I've heard, period. I'm so excited to continue growing up with this person, like being best friends since third grade or so, and just continuing, man. Couldn't ask for anything more. I've got a wonderful collaboration coming up for you. Just to give you a little backtrack, what I just played for you was John's new single Nook. He's been working on that for some time. I'm really impressed with it. The variance of the vocals, the integration of the pretty disparate musical techniques. I mean, that's to me what makes John such an unbelievably independent musician, and that's what I love. Before that, you had actually a collaboration between me and John. It's a song called Kraken. G Marquis just walked in.
That's right, I walked in.
Before he takes over, I'm gonna play one more. It's a collab between The Cannery and Black John and the Red Sea, two of my favorite artists. I have no doubt G Marquis is gonna love The Cannery and Black John. Get ready. This is In the Morning.
Feels 'Cause it's been way too fucking long since you came over. Shook my corner deep, broke my loner streak. When you put earth beneath my feet, my dreams are sweet.
Shocking how much I'd be wonder if blocking a crush is a blunder. Tucking up under the covers, fucking a touch, I'm asunder. Mucking around or stuck in a grounded state. Fate would have it, escape is tragic. Playing the static, so on. Carrying on into the days, I long for peace in a song. Six in the morn, airport wait to yawn. Cold shakes up my conscience, your late words are nonsense. Though we fornicate with the memories, all the same it's ephemeral. 'Cause
oh, you're the reason that you're never in season. Much to keeping my promises. You're the reason that you're never with me.
Thank you. well, folks. I'd like to thank you for tuning in this evening. It's 12:32 here in a lovely, sweet, but bitter Medford, Massachusetts.
It's a cold mistress.
Yes. And like most Wednesday mornings at 12:30, you're tuned in to Nothing to See Here. I'm your host, DJ G Markey. Thank you so much for joining us today. We have quite a few special guests. We have the Sprunk.
DJ Periwinkle Sprinkle coming at you yet again.
Is that what your DJ name is?
In the house.
Of course. Sprinkle, Sprinkle always and forever.
As well as, I don't know if you have a DJ name.
No, I do have one. It's just I never use it.
Ah, I see.
It's Pangea.
DJ.
Because I'm big and I don't break up easy. Also, my stripper name.
Ah, I see. Fun fact. I'm going to have to do some creative Googling later. And of course, with us as always, the delightful Alex Cullen.
Yo!
Great to have everybody here. With us as always, Network Music Ensemble, providing the musical accompaniment for our show.
I feel like we should give them royalties, considering how much you play them on your show.
Honestly, I feel like the free publicity, we're doing God's work getting their name out there.
Can we have them, like, on our show? On your show?
Well, Chris, I don't know if I've told you, but I've actually tried to pin down any information about this band, and it is very difficult. They're a reclusive bunch, I have to say. I think for good reason. I mean, these people have been making music for commercials since the 80s. Who knows how much influence they have over our daily lives? And yet, so many questions, so few answers. The Network Music Ensemble saga continues, just as we shall continue with the show this evening. Say, Chris.
Yes.
Do you have any knowledge that you would like to bestow upon the Tufts community this evening?
Particularly, can I do a shout out?
Yeah, you can. I was thinking maybe some information out of a white binder, but
oh, of course.
But feel free to.
Well, I would like to dedicate this.
Oh yeah, shout outs, of course.
I'd like to dedicate this to the fine people outside of the house, outside of
the house,
the Curtis,
the station.
Yes, I was out of the station. I'm calling to the bubs.
I would like to dedicate tonight's show to Chef Boyardee. The man was a tremendous source of support through my developing years, not only nutritionally, but emotionally as well. Chris?
This is blackout emergency preparedness.
Ah.
If the electrical power and everything else that depends on it, like cellular communication systems and the internet, shut down, would you freak out? How long could you stay at home with the supplies you've currently got? Do you have enough stored water and ready-to-eat food to last 3 days? How about a week? Unexpected unexpected situations such as a power outage, water disruption, and other emergencies can happen at any time, so be prepared. In addition to food and water, it's also a great idea to keep a few flashlights and other non-flammable light sources handy. Candles and other open flames can be very dangerous, and the worst possible time to cause a fire is when there's some other emergency going on.
Like an emotional emergency.
Or a spiritual emergency.
Yeah.
A public service message from ready.gov and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Learn from his mistakes.
Learn from the sad tale that you heard here today.
You don't want to drink pond water.
Don't drink pond water. You can get brain-eating amoeba.
You can get, like, Giardia.
I don't even know
if it's any consolation, I feel like starting a fire would solve the problem with the blackout, at least temporarily.
It would no longer be dark, but it would not return the electric, you know, functioning.
That's also very valid.
It won't restore my internet access.
Shout out to Popeye's Chicken, by the way. They have comforted me in many times of need when I've needed them most.
This Nothing to See Here sports break brought to you by Popeye's Chicken. Popeye's Chicken, feeding you when nothing else can or will.
Popeye's chicken.
In the world of sports, we've had a lot of sports.
Sports.
This past week, there was some sports this weekend.
I cooked a record number amount of food at my home from scratch this
weekend. I threw a ball out a window.
I played frisbee and I didn't drop it once.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's some real sports.
That's some real impressive sports.
And it was windy and there was a dog.
Wow, a dog.
A dog was in the mix.
You don't say.
Well, that's a
lot of action clearly going on. I hear that Tom Brady sports ball football touchdown.
Really?
Yes. As a matter
Against
of fact.
All the odds.
Who would have thought?
Humble beginning.
Oh, man.
As an actual sports fan, that hurt my soul as a sentence to hear.
Have you heard about the time that he really punted that goal to get a sport ball point?
Yes.
In the last inning,
I saw
too.
You ever heard about that time how David Ortiz made a slam dunk to win the Stanley Cup with the Patriots?
Well, now you're just making up words.
Yeah. I don't know if that's real sports. But anyway.
If there's an actual listener, please let my sentence fill you with unbridled rage at the depths of your soul.
Don't worry, you got seven individuals.
A whopping seven.
Whopping seven. All right, so for those whopping seven, we're gonna go ahead and just roll on into some good old music stuff from DJ Discover Weekly. Thanks so much for tuning in. This is
DJ Discover Weekly's a smash hit.
Oh yeah.
side. When you asked if I could see, I was pulverized, sat in overdrive, test and recognize. When you asked me for some more, I was energized. Couldn't see your eyes, they were up inside. When you asked if I could see, I was pulverized, sat in overdrive, test and recognize.
Hallucinations, smoking all what you be craving. Kinda wish I had more time with you. Kinda wish that I was fine with you. Sipping on a smooth occasion, smoking on that rude awakening. Just admit I really try with you.
I did.
Just admit I'm in your mind with you.
I is.
If I had an inclination, I was the one that needed saving. I should've stayed up on my crying with you.
I'm tripping.
I guess these lines are confirmation. You might be worth some altercations. Frown alone, I cannot cry with you. Frown alone, I cannot fly with you.
I know what I meant. I know what I meant to you. That's why I'm getting so bent for you. Wavy. It's cause I know what I meant. She wish I would like a carpenter. She took my word like a lozenge. See, I'm too good to be lost in her. These niggas would have been stalking her. Couple months. months with no talking. I'm coupled up with my thoughts finna. I just wanna fantasize, that's all, let you go. But now I be getting throwed, flackers, I be getting throwed. Had to move on, lady, that is all. You a pool in the middle of my road, gotta keep on trekking. She kept me cool, I was hard for her. And she knew I'd keep walking. It felt so good, was I robbing her? She knew I would, it's our fault then. That's why I'm getting so bad for ya.
Well, folks, 12:58 here in here in rootin' tootin' Medford, Massachusetts. It's been great. Thank you so much for tuning in. I had fun. I hope you had fun. Or not. That's great. It's great to hear. Alex, are you still on the floor? Ah, I see. Well, I'm sure he's, wherever he is, he's off somewhere. Anywho, thanks so much for tuning in. Please join us again next week for sounds and noises and Network Music Ensemble. And, yeah. Thanks so much. This has been Nothing to See Here. I've been your host, DJ G. Marquez. Good night.